Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next. When you sell your cattle with Superior Livestock, they're all about getting top dollar on each and every one of your animals. Danny Jones, president of Superior Livestock, says one way that they do that is to encourage cattle producers to become BQA certified. Identifying your cattle ranch as a BQA certified operation allows cattle buyers to know you do the right thing.
If your ranch is BQA certified, then we want that up when your cattle sell, because it sends a message. Not only have you taken the time to go get that BQA certification, and hopefully it's creating more value in your cattle, but it also tells a buyer not only are your vaccinations being handled right, and that sort of thing, but also says that you care about what you do. Buyers want to know that you're proud of what you produce, and we want to help you recognize that.
Learn more by going to SuperiorLivestock.com or call 1-800-422-2117. At Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you. When you've got 5,000 pages of a piece of legislation that's being rushed through that nobody's read, it's going to be a while probably to sort everything out. That's a part of the COVID-19 relief package and the omnibus spending bill and all the other pieces of legislation that they've thrown into this whole package that basically have been a year's worth of work done in a matter of just a few days and passed in one day, first by the House, then by the Senate. We're awaiting the signature of President Donald Trump, and this thing is a done deal. It is a done deal for all practical purposes now. It looks like there's a lot of things in there that does have impact on agriculture. $13 billion for additional relief under COVID-19 relief package, including $20 an acre for non-specialty crops that will be paid out under the CFAP program. That's an additional number compared to versus everything else that's been paid to date. There's additional monies for the cattle industry. In the case of cattle, they're filling in some of the hole that was left after the 15th of April, back in the spring, when we dropped from $160 a head down to about $60 a head. There will be an additional payment of $60 for feeder cattle and slaughter cattle, and there's about a $35 payment additional for breeding cattle, breeding stock from that particular time frame. So those monies are going to be out there available to producers. You'll be hearing details on that in the days to come. You've got the National Chicken Council saying hip hip hooray because there's help for contract chicken growers for the very first time. You've got Growth Energy and other biofuel supporters saying hip hip hooray, some help for biofuels for the first time as well. You've got Congressman Frank Lucas saying hip hip hooray for the ramp up inclusion in the relief package. This is the measure that he introduced in July of this year. This will allow smaller meat packers to be able to do the improvements they need to do to step up to federal inspection for the products that they are producing. American Farm Bureau's Zippy Duval pleased with several aspects of the overall package, including $7 billion allocated for broadband, including $300 million for rural broadband, $250 million for telehealth, and importantly for the poultry and the hog industry, 80% reimbursement for losses due to premature euthanization or canceled orders back during the height of the pandemic this last spring. And Senator Jim Inhofe touting the inclusion of the SALE Act, the Securing All Livestock Equitably Act, that will basically ensure cattle sellers receive payment should a livestock dealer become insolvent. You've got Farm News on Ron.
The Oklahoma Agriculture Mediation Program knows this is a hard time for farmers and ranchers, and we want you to know we're still open and we're still here for you. The Ag Mediation Program is a free service that provides mediation to agricultural producers who may need help with ag-related disputes. We know firsthand about working together to resolve conflicts so you don't have to go through the court systems. The service is available at no cost for Oklahoma farmers and ranchers in all 77 counties. For more information, you can go to ok.gov/mediation or just give us a call at 800-248-5465.
And that's a look at your agricultural news. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.